Well, hello there. It is great to see you guys again, and welcome back to the Plum Point Wealth Management video and podcast series. I am your host and moderator, Ryan Ruff. Great to be back with you all today. And here on the show, we dive into different wealth management related concepts and questions and concerns that folks are facing in today's day and age. And as always, I am joined by my right-hand man and really the star of our show. That's the founder and president of Plum Point Wealth Management, Mr. Brian Dunkley. And on today's episode, as we round out things here in the first season of the show, we're going to be diving into a concept that's getting more and more traction, a lot more conversation around it. And it all stems to the fact that we are living longer than ever these days. So you got a plan. You got to make sure your plan is in place for your future. We're going to be talking about this topic and identifying a big challenge that's facing a lot of folks with regard to this idea of living longer. But first, let's go ahead and welcome Brian aboard and say hi. Brian, it's good to see you this morning. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Ryan. Good to see you. Thanks for having me again.
Of course. Good to be back with you. We've got a big one that we want to talk about today. And, you know, Brian, why don't you frame it up for the audience for us from the perspective of kind of the challenge, really, that you're seeing a lot of people have to face in today's day and age? What's the problem that we're talking about today?
Yeah, we've had a few conversations together now about business owners selling their business, growing an asset, and then as they transition to retirement, transferring liquidating that asset and drawing income from it. And protecting those assets and planning for the future, planning to take care of your family and revisiting your plan. And so coming almost full circle here, now the question is, what do you do and how do you prepare now that you are retired or thinking through retirement to live a very, very long life up to perhaps age 100 or beyond? And there've been a lot of advances in healthcare. The average human lifespan has increased some 20, 30 years over the past century. And it looks to be that we're on the verge of another bump. You have a number of Silicon Valley titans who are investing resources into solving for some of these problems. And it's not out of the realm of possibility that we're going to be seeing 10 to 20 years of additional lifespan for most of us. Healthy years too. So now the question really becomes for people in terms of why is this a problem? What do we need to be thinking about is if we are lucky enough to really live a very long time, do we run the risk of outliving our assets? And that's the thing that the problem we want to be thinking through to solve for.
Yeah. I mean, can your wealth plan really support you living to, let's say, age 100? Let's double click into this now, Brian. Give me the why. I know there's a lot of reasons why, but why would you say in your eyes this is such a problem?
Well, it could be a problem for you if you run out of assets and you're still living. So for a number of reasons, the first and foremost is if you can't maintain your lifestyle, what are you going to do? If you can't maintain your independence, what are you going to do? Who are you going to count on? Who are you going to turn to? And that tends to be one of the biggest fears for clients, particularly clients who don't want to be a burden to their families, because that would, for most people, that's going to be the next person up, your children or perhaps your grandchildren. They're going to be caring for you if you can't do that for yourself. The other option might be the state, and no one wants the state to be supporting them. Your outcomes are going to be impaired. Your health experience might be impaired if your health care is sacrificed from not being able to afford the health care you need or want. And the options, really, whatever it is you're envisioning for your retirement, whether it be just living life exactly how you see fit or finding ways to enrich your life in new and different ways, your options disappear. And that's why this becomes a problem for people.
Yeah. And in looking one step further, what would you say is kind of the ripple effect? Like if somebody was to let this problem fester and not adequately address the fact that we are living longer, what's the ripple effect and what do you see it doing it to people's lives?
Well, for you personally, if your options are reduced and you have to cut back on any aspect of your life, no one wants to do that. That's really the first step that you're going to have to take as you start, if your assets become squeezed from lack of appropriate planning. But the bigger problem for most people is the relationships are impacted from family. If family has to take care of you, those relationships can be strained. You're putting undue burden on your children. And again, you've spent your lives launching your children spent your lives launching your own retirement, hoping to be self-sufficient. And then maybe for a lot of people, they want to give something off to their family in terms of some level of inheritance. That all, if you outlive your assets, none of those options are available or open to you.
And Brian, when we're looking back at the glass half full mentality, if you will, how does life look so much better if somebody is adequately planning for these things and they are able to check all the boxes that they hope to check in their life? What does life look like for somebody that is basically doing that adequate planning?
You live the life you envision living, and you have peace of mind, and that's key for most people. And you have, we like to think about planning, particularly when you're planning out into the future, is optionality. You want to be able to have flexibility and options in case, not only to live the life that you want to live and the vision for yourself and work hard to live and grow, but to, in case something else comes up that we didn't anticipate. So you remain independent and not dependent on anyone. Relationships with your family members remain healthy. You don't have to put undue strain on your children or grandchildren. You can financially address any need that might potentially come up, whether it be healthcare or rising inflation or a new roof if you still own your own home. Your healthcare needs are fully met, and healthcare is changing rapidly. And one of the ways it's changing is the concept of personalized medicine or concierge medicine, being able to fully explore those options and maintain a healthy state of your body and mind into retirement. You have available resources to enrich your lives. Retirement's changing for the idea of retirement is changing for all of us. It's a very different concept than it was years ago. If you look to Japan, what they're doing in their aging society, they're taking the karaoke complexes that are famous in Japan for younger people, and during the day they're converting them for older folks to learn new skills. There are going to be a wealth of opportunities available to us to enrich our lives and to get new hobbies or whatever it might be. And all of that, everything will remain open to you if you have the appropriate planning in place.
No, well said, Brian. And, you know, this idea of longevity planning, it's really at the forefront of concern for so many people out there. And Brian, I know that you particularly bring a unique lens to this specific problem and topic as a whole, given your unique background. So for our audience out there that may not be as up to date with you and what it is that you do over at Plum Point Wealth Management, could you bring that, you know, our audience up to speed and just share a little bit about why this topic for today's show is just, you know, even more so important and pertinent to your background?
Sure. So I'm a scientist turned wealth advisor and certified financial planner. When I transitioned into financial services, I worked for two global firms, really smart people. They worked with clients in very sophisticated ways, leveraging a host of tools, and learned a lot over the course of some 15 years working for those two firms. 6 years ago, I launched Plum Point Wealth Management. We're an independent RIA focusing on clients preparing for and in retirement. And the scientist in me is intrigued by the innovation and advances in healthcare. And I have conversations with clients all the time about how to manage this aspect of their retirement. And whereas the wealth advisor in me is hyper-focused on being prepared and being able to pay for the longer lives and rising costs of healthcare. And so across the board, we're talking to clients in our advisory capacity. We're talking about some of these new innovations, and we're guiding them through perhaps concierge medicine or personalized medicine, or what are the impacts of the microbiome and how they might impact your mental health and bodily health. And then, of course, everything we do from a financial perspective with the financial plan is done with a comprehensive view and context, making sure that we're addressing a host of risks over the long term, projecting that out and making sure that the clients aren't outliving their assets. And every plan is different.
No, this is great, Brian. So, I mean, a big part of what we've done on this series so far is, you know, we want to provide value, a bit of a lesson, some knowledge really at the end of the day to the folks that jump on and are a part of the audience. when we're looking at this question of whether or not somebody has enough money to carry them, or will their wealth plan suffice and support them to age 100, what is that bit of lesson? What's the, you know, or that bit of knowledge that is, what is the lesson that you have for us today to consider that people could kind of, you know, internalize and then maybe even implement into their financial world so that they can maybe move beyond that lengthier retirement and enjoy a lengthier retirement?
Sure. When we do planning for clients, plans are a living, breathing document. But if we were to think through a step-by-step process of how you can think through your own plan and build it and prepare for retirement and a long life in retirement, we could talk about five steps. And the first step really starts with just visualization. Visualize your retirement. Visualize what your life looks like, not only in the early and mid period of retirement, but at the end. And I mentioned at the top of the call that the retirement is changing. The concept of retirement is changing. People are living healthier for longer. That means they are more active for longer. That gives them opportunities to take on new hobbies. And those can be expensive. They're not always expensive, but they could be expensive. You want to think very clearly as possible, what your life looks like, because that then means we have to know that information to be able to prepare and plan for the life you want to live. And in particular, you do want to give some thought to the late stage of retirement. Even it's never too late to be thinking about that. We don't want to be thinking about it, but it's important conversation and thought process to have. And there are a lot of resources online. One of the best is Joe Coughlin at the MIT Age Lab. He has a few white papers that talk through how to think through this very concept. And you're really thinking through three things at that later stage. It's really, how are you going to do the things you want to do? How are you going to secure travel? How are you going to pay for it? Whatever it is you want to be able to do, go to lunch on your own, the theater, whatever it might be, how are you going to do that? The other thing you want to think through is the everyday tasks that we do for ourselves that we take for granted, cleaning the house, changing a light bulb, whatever that might be, how are you going to accomplish that in that later stage of retirement? And then finally, who are you going to hang out with? We see a lot of research about how important a social circle is. Who are your people? Who's your tribe? Who are the people who are going to be with you to help you out or to spend time with socially? So that visualization is the first step.
Sure. And then Brian, so you've got that visualization, which obviously, you know, it's important to be very focused on what that's going to be. Where do we go from here? What's the next step once we have that clear picture of what it is that we desire for that lengthier retirement?
The next step would be to revisit that financial plan. Hopefully you have a financial plan. If not, get to work on it. But revisit that financial plan and dig in. You want to take into account all of your assets and all of your resources available to you, any debt or anything on your balance sheet that we might need to take care of before we head into retirement. And you want to start thinking, we're projecting that out. You want to start thinking about what it would take financially to live the life you're envisioning for yourself and what it might take to care for yourself in that later stage of retirement. We want to take a look at things like inflation. We have to accommodate inflation. It's hyperinflation right now, much higher than average. There's no guarantee that we're not going to see that, continue to see that for some period of time, or that we'll see that again. So there are certain and specific risks that you want to evaluate for and project out. 70% of adults who reach age 65 are going to need some form of long-term care or some form of assistance. So we want to think through what that means for you, for clients and your plan. We want to be able to accommodate for that, pay for, figure out, take a look at all of these various risks and make sure that we're building a moat for yourself around these risks to protect your plan. But that's the second step. Really comprehensively take a look at this plan and dig in and get it right.
And where do we go from here, Brian? So we've got our visualization of what that retirement looks like. We've dug in on the financial plan to have a look at whether or not our financial plan can accommodate that vision. Now, what do we go? Or where do we go?
Invariably, you have a starting point here at A in this road trip of your financial plan. You know you want to be here at B. Invariably, there are going to be some gaps, and we want to bridge that gap. So at the first, at step two, we've identified those risks. In step three, we're going to start one by one figuring out what we can do to eliminate or mitigate these risks and plan for them. So the last thing we want is for a long-term care event to come into play and derail everything. Whatever your goal might be, to leave an inheritance or to remain independent, to not have your children be caring for you, whatever that goal might be, we want to make sure that we're bridging the gap and that we're fully accommodating and accounting for the various risks and putting a solid plan around that.
Sure. So I would imagine then, Brian, after you've bridged that gap, there's probably some clarity that comes from that, you know, that process and recognizing maybe what the next step is. What would you say is that next action item if you are bridging those gaps and you recognize maybe an opportunity or anything really?
That's exactly right. So once you've identified the risk and you're bridging that gap from the future into the present, now is the time and now is when we start planning for that. And typically one of the first things we do when we entered retirement is, in terms of execution, is we're going to reposition the portfolio. So up to this point, you've been mostly, if not almost entirely, focused on growing your assets to as high of an asset base as you possibly can. Once you retire, everything changes. Now you are drawing income, most likely, you are drawing income from those assets. And that typically takes some different asset classes. Capital preservation is going to be more important for you in the retirement years, particularly as you get into advanced retirement, than it was in the early years. You're still going to need growth. You're still going to need growth in the portfolio to account for inflation, which is going to erode your purchasing power. You're going to need growth to account for really high healthcare costs that are going to start more and more coming into your balance sheet. You still want growth, but certain and specific asset classes can give you some additional sources of income, because now you're going to need to be drawing income. They help with capital preservation while still giving you some exposure with other parts of the portfolio to grow. And the retweaking at this stage is probably the next thing we do. And again, that will happen 3 or 4 more times throughout your retirement.
Roger that, Brian. And so your portfolio is now repositioned, given the, you know, bridging the gap process from your visualization to your financial plan. Is there a final step? Is there anything else for you to do once you've repositioned the portfolio, or is it smooth sailing from there?
Not necessarily smooth sailing. Mm-hmm. You've done most of the work, but the other piece would be to perform a risk audit. So you've identified, again, those risks and you've started to execute, but you really want to start thinking through any of the number of potential risks that could come up to derail your plan. And they include, I've given the example already, long-term care. So we have an idea today what that long-term care experience looks like in terms of the length of care on average and the average cost and the inflation rate, which is a little different than the CPI inflation rate. So we would use that information to model that out and project that out. And as part of that risk audit, to fine tune and really start making sure that we're addressing each of these final risks outside of your everyday maintaining lifestyle and living your retirement, what outside risks come into play potentially or even likely to derail that plan. And we build moats around you for those risks and execute on each of those strategies.
No, this is great, Brian. A lot of value there in those 5 steps for the audience there today. So for somebody that's listening, watching this video or listening to the episode on the podcasting platforms, and they're hearing these 5 steps, maybe they're recognizing, hey, maybe I've done 1 or 2 already, but I could, maybe I'm in this next phase to leverage steps, let's say 3 or 4 or 5 to, you know, really bolster their retirement plan that would see them through those lengthier years. What would be the best way that somebody could just take this knowledge and then begin implementing it into their world so that they can, you know, they know that they have that, like you mentioned earlier, peace of mind that their financial plan can see them through that lengthier retirement?
Do it. Just take the step and do a plan. Start the plan. At this point in the life of a client, as you're right at the point of thinking through retirement and entering retirement, it's one of the most important periods to really do your plan well and get it right. And if you're thinking about it, it's time to execute and to do that plan. If you have a team of advisors, call them, give them a call, work with them, get these finer finer tuning, get the finer tuning done in your plan, get to work. The earlier you start, the better. That's the one of the entire tenets in personal finance 101. Time is your ally if you have a plan in place. So just get started. If you have questions, if you don't have a team of advisors, if you want a second opinion, give us a call. Our website, visit our website on the bottom of the screen here. We're happy to take a question and help out any way we can.
Fantastic, Brian. And I know it's great to talk through these lessons, you know, these bits of information, but I think it's always helpful to get a practical real life, you know, example of how this, you know, how these five steps, how this planning process really can make a difference in somebody's life. Do you happen to have a story or an example of a client that you've worked with that has leveraged these five steps to see them through that lengthy retirement and avoid some of those negative outcomes we were talking about earlier?
Yes, we do financial plans with every client. And so longevity planning, retirement planning comes into focus at some level with every client because the retirement phase is, again, it's the your biggest asset, your biggest expense is always going to be retirement. And so we want to plan for that. We just met a new client, give you the most recent example. They are a couple. He's an executive. She works part-time at a hospital. And they are probably 3 or 4 years away from retirement and hadn't done a financial plan yet. And so hadn't given any thought or context to longevity planning. And in their particular case, she has some health issues. And they're going to get worse for her. And so when we start going through the visioning of their retirement, they want to retire a little early. They have the means to do it because they want to be able to enjoy time together while they still can, while they're both still healthy. They're going to be traveling. They're going to be picking up a new skill, perhaps, and new hobbies. And at some point, she is going to need some care. And part of her plan is he's going to provide the care as long as he's around. They don't want to burden the children. And so they're also going to be implementing some strategies along long-term care assistance. And they hadn't done that yet. And another thing about these particular strategies is the earlier you implement them, not only the stronger you plan, but the less expensive they are for you. They also hadn't revisited their will in 15 years, and they haven't done made any changes in their portfolio. So we were able to come in over the course of a few weeks. They just signed up their clients now. We've retweaked everything. We put these strategies in place. Plan's not done. And it's, like I said, it's a living, breathing thing. So we're going to be evaluating this every year, particularly with a client who has so much pending change. But they are very comfortable now. They feel that they've got a solid plan in place. That peace of mind is there, and they're very, very happy they went through the exercise and the process.
Yeah, no, that's a great example. So I appreciate you kind of unpacking that one for us. It illustrates a lot of the different points that we touched on today. So Brian, as we're kind of bringing our conversation to head here, one final time for anybody out there in the audience, let's say they're hearing this message, it's really resonating with them, the idea that maybe, hey, they should revisit their financial plan, leverage that five-step process you mentioned to make sure that their plan does see them through a lengthier retirement, to do their due diligence in longevity planning, and they might need an assistance. They might want to ask you some questions and reach out. What would be the best way, again, they can get in touch with you?
Visit our website. Again, it's posted right at the bottom of the screen. Our information, contact information is there. Hop on the website, give us a call, send us an email. We're happy to talk to you.
Awesome. Well, Brian, look, I know you're a busy man. You've got plenty of clients to serve, so we'll let you get back to doing that. But I appreciate you jumping on and diving into the idea of longevity planning because, yes, you know, as we mentioned at the top of the show, it is a very pertinent topic that is popping up a lot within the world of wealth management as a whole. And it's better to be prepared, as always, you know, as we said before in the show, than to read and react, as you know, when it comes to these things. But appreciate you, Brian, and looking forward to being back on the next one with you.
Thanks, Ryan. Take care.
Of course, of course. And hey, folks, we want to take one final moment, as we always do, and thank you for stopping by and being with us on the show today. If you did take anything away from today's discussion, you benefited from any bit of information that Brian shared, well, go ahead and hit that subscribe button then on whichever platform you checked us out on today. That way you never miss out on another episode where Brian and I dive into another big wealth management related challenge that's facing so many folks out there. I know a lot of our episodes are catered towards business owners and their different challenges they focus on in life. But yes, hit that subscribe button. That way you'll never miss out on any of this beneficial information. But for Mr. Brian Dunkley, I'm Ryan Ruff. We're going to go ahead and say so long, but we appreciate you stopping by and being with us here on the Plum Point Wealth Management video and podcast series.